No distractions here, only the truth. This is the Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.
This is our song, right?
Right.
It's one of our earlier hits.
Right.
He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, it's something wrong. I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slam of street doors, sneaking out and tapping on your window when we're on the phone.
And what a, she's a great writer, absolutely great writer. 8:30 Fridays, we always, thank goodness, I think it's Elfie, to slam on the brakes from all of the bad government, all the corruption, whether it's the government in Houston or the government in Washington, and focus on the sanctity, the glory, the holiness of when one man and one woman come together before God, the community, families, and themselves, and get married. And it's just a great, it's very refreshing to talk. It makes a lot of people uncomfortable, like at the old little AM radio station. But that just fires us up even more, because no one's doing it. My wingman on this op has always been Robert Kosick, marriage coach and church deacon, wrote the book Honor the Vow. Good morning, Mr. C.
Hey, happy Friday, Sam. You know, I was just thinking, you've said that so many times that we just slam on the brakes. And I thought, what a great analogy for marriages that are kind of just bumping along. You know, just slam on the brakes and just enjoy each other for a little while.
Heck, yeah. Heck, last Saturday, I've been so busy. I'll leave the house before 6, get home after 7 or after 8 o'clock at night. We didn't go out last Saturday night.
Oh, and you had a date, too.
I hosted a charity event on Saturday morning, and I came home and I said, I'm beat. And Denise says, let's just barbecue and sit outside.
Cool.
I got my, you know, my People magazine, Sports Illustrated. She read her books. And Mr. C, we sat out there with a glass of scotch and some wine. It was a wonderful night.
What a gorgeous night for it, too. It was beautiful weather last
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. Here's our, every week, Mr. Kosick writes the topics. Kiss me once, kiss me twice. Save your marriage, or just taking it to a new level, maybe as simple as kissing the old marriage goodbye. Kissing can change a stagnant, boring marriage into a thriving, passionate marriage. But not just any old kiss will do. Know where to go with your kisses. Interesting. Take it away, Mr. C.
All right. So I did a lot of research on this. I saw a post on it on what kisses mean. So I did a lot of research this week, and it's pretty interesting, and I think it's pretty true. When you look at some of these things, when you reach down and kiss your wife, and I did it, I kind of tailored it towards couples. Some of these things mean different things in friendships and whatnot. But for couples, if you reach down, you kiss her hand, get down on one knee or whatever when you ask them to marry you, that's just a sign of adoration, and that you just adore them and respect them. I think it's a wonderful thing. And then, you know, if you want to convey commitment, they say a kissing on the forehead, on the temple, or on the lips. Now, I'm not talking about a little peck on the lips. A nice, long kiss on the lips would convey commitment. You're here. It's a bond. We're together. And, of course, my favorite, number 3, romance. Ear, neck, shoulder, stomach.
Lower.
In that order, you know, reverse the order, repeat the order.
That's from Friends. 1, 1, 2, 2. So, kissing. Let's make it, because, you know, we're normal, healthy, straight guys. Kissing our wife's hand, let's say, is respect.
It is.
Okay. Kissing her on the forehead or the lips around there, that shows commitment, and that makes sense. For romance, you want to aim your kisses towards her ear, her neck, her shoulder, and stomach. Those are the four. I would add some more, but once again.
Yeah, you know, we'll keep it to your bed. I got a lot more, too, but we'll stop there.
Okay. So that makes sense. You kiss your wife's hand to show respect. You kiss your wife's forehead, you know, lips to show commitment. You kind of kiss her ear or neck or shoulder or stomach, and that's like, oh, yeah, bravery.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's a few more things that I learned when I was doing some studying this week. How women and men view kissing is completely different as well. Women view it as a creation of a bond. It's a connection between each other. Men, typically, will do one of two things. They'll either kiss as a means to an end, or they're trying to apologize.
Really?
That's what I found out. So, you know, so sorry.
That's not good for us, right? That's not good. The women are like, oh, if he's kissing us, he wants that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, what did he do?
That's true.
There's got to be a third category.
Very interesting. And then also along the same lines, one of the studies that I saw, they studied 3,000-4,000 people and asked them what the kissing meant to them with regards to romance. And they found that 14%, only 14% of the women would skip the kissing part before, during, or after the romantic side. Men, what do you think the number was for men that would skip the kissing?
I don't think men skip kissing, do we?
Well, apparently in this study, 50% of the guys could skip the kissing altogether before and could care less about kissing during and after.
Really?
I kind of disagreed with that. That was what the study said. I disagree with that.
I disagree with that. Kissing is
I disagree with that.
Because you can start kissing like in the car, like, or we go to dinner, I'll kiss her even in the restaurant because, you get it going there.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the guy's thought, means to an end. The women, it's more of a bond. See, so there you go. You're part of the study now. And so, but it's very interesting, but I think all of it all together is basically saying, I love you, and I think guys really need to think, particularly guys, a little bit about what they're doing when they're kissing somebody, because women are really good about figuring out what we are thinking, because we're not really good at hiding it, and they know what we have in mind, and I think there needs to be times where guys need to kiss their wives simply to tell them, I'm always going to be here for you.
Right.
I love you and I adore you.
Well, and that's good. Mr. Kosick, my wingman on Marriage Talk on Fridays at 8:30. There's got to be some data somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the feeling that the longer people are married, the less they kiss.
Well, yeah, and I looked for that, and I haven't found that. But the ones that I found are when they're holding hands and when they're romantic with each other, I don't think it slows down because you're so attached and connected to that person. It's all one big package, right? So it's something that you enjoy being around the person. You enjoy showing your affection toward them. If it is slowing down, then maybe you need to back it up a little bit. I put in there, play a little Louis Armstrong and get some romantic music, maybe some Sinatra or something going, and do a little dancing around the living room and cuddle with each other.
Yeah. And the other great things, because I love the topic of kissing, this is a great topic, is that it makes a lot more fun to kiss your wife's neck when she's wearing a perfume that you like.
Oh, yeah.
So Denise will always, when she gets perfume, she'll say, what do you think? And she did it yesterday. She'd bring home the little sample card of it or the little bottle. And I go, And there's some that just drive me crazy. When she puts on her neck, like a Kelka Flor or La Lab, when she puts it on her neck, I just want to camp out there. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave.
Yeah, but you got to be real protective of those perfumes, too. A friend of mine, his wife would wear a particular perfume when her mind was where his mind was. And so he always associated that perfume with the evening events. And his kids got a hold of the perfume and were spraying it on their stuff in their room. And he smelled that as he was walking upstairs. And he thought, this is going to be neat with my wife. And then he figured out his kids had it in their room and got all creeped out.
Yeah, that kind of ruins it.
But it's great. It's a great thing. If women want to say, guys always want the women to be more aggressive and those kind of things and to take the lead sometimes, which, isn't really their natural tendency to do. But having something like a specific perfume or a specific outfit is always a neat little subtle way to let your husband know you're thinking the same thing.
Exactly. Because when you're kissing your wife's neck or the inside of her, I'll kiss the inside of her wrist, and you have that wonderful perfume to go with it, come on, man. That's like scotch and ice. It's going together.
And you ought to be public with it.
I was just going to say that.
Public
I was just going to throw that out there.
Big time.
You should be very proud, not just hand-holding, but, give your wife, gentlemen, give your wife a nice kiss in public. And if you're don't be like, don't go into like an X-rated movie or something, but, and turn it to like that where the feet are flying up in the air. But when you're out at a dinner, especially on a date, give her a kiss. When you have her sit down at the restaurant, give her a little kiss on the cheek or the neck, or give her a kiss in the car. We'd love to do that.
Oh, and it's wonderful, and it really just shows her, especially out in public, you're showing affection to her out, conservative, respectful affection out in public, that she'll love that. Last night my wife and I just ran real quick up to the grocery store, and we were walking, and we were holding hands, and one of the guys that always worked here, one of the kids, saw us walking in, and he knows, I come in there all the time, and he just started smiling when I was walking past him holding her hand. You just never know what impact you're going to have, not only on your own marriage, but influencing somebody else and down the road and saying, that's what a good marriage looks like.
Absolutely.
And you should give them lots of opportunity to see it.
And then you can do like the dirty stuff when in the palm of her hand, when you're holding hands. You can always do stuff and no one knows what you're doing.
That's true.
Just very true.
Secret signs.
Do your secret signs. So here you go, kissing. And we should call it the lost art. Kiss me once, kiss me twice. Saving your marriage or just taking it to a new level.
may be as simple as kissing the old marriage goodbye. Kissing can change a stagnant, boring marriage into a thriving and passionate marriage. And not just old, any kiss will do. Not just old, any old, not even an air. Don't do an air kiss to your wife either.
Yeah, do the real deal and take your time and enjoy it. And I did notice that one of the survey tips was saying that for guys, they like the kisses a little bit wetter and the women like them a little bit drier. So you can go with that one.
You know what? You got all night to figure that one out.
That's true. Have fun. Practice it. Just as Katie posted on our post we have on Facebook, make it your homework for this weekend.
And Lisa says, got to kiss every day, both lovingly and romantically.
I like that too.
Good
stuff. Very
nice. Andrew says good stuff. All right. Go. You'll see that tip that Mr. Kostick wrote up for our marriage segment. It's on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. And take it, share it, leave your comments as people are doing right now. And then later, Mr. Kostick will post it, and it'll be up in a recorded form that you can download
from there. They can get it on demand a little bit later.
I forgot what the word was, but that's okay. Do whatever you want.
Podcast.
Thank you, Mr. Tiller. I couldn't think of the word podcast.
That's right.
He threw me the lifeline. I appreciate it. Mr. Kostick, always great to have you on. It's always nice to take a break and talk about that glorious institution called marriage.
It's a wonderful institution. We should celebrate it all the time.
Amen to that. Have a great weekend.
You too, Sam.
8:45, Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.